U.S. President Donald Trump is disavowing chance of send her back at his political rally this week when he questioned the loyalty of U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, a war refugee from Somalia. AP's Sagar Magani has details from the White House.
As the president blistered the Somali-born Democrat, send her back, days after the president said Omar and three other Democrats of color should go back to their countries.
I was not happy with it.
Asked in the Oval Office why he didn't try to stop the chant.
I think I did. I started speaking very quickly.
But he didn't.
And she talked about the evil Israel.
Appearing to take it in without calling on backers to stop. The president says he would certainly try to stop it at another rally. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities in the Japanese city of Kyoto now say 33 people were killed in a suspected arson attack on an animation studio. As Reuters' Mia Womersley reports, dozens of others were injured, some of them critically, in the blaze.
It's thought the blaze in the city of Kyoto was an arson attack, and the main suspect is a man who shouted, "Die," as he doused the building with petrol. Authorities said scores were also injured when the building was torched. The studio produces popular series such as Sound Euphonium. Its Free Road to the World, The Dream movie is due for release this month. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the fire too appalling for words on Twitter and offered condolences to the victims. Public broadcaster NHK said police have taken a 41-year-old man into custody.
Mia Womersley of Reuters. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian state television has aired footage of a vessel called Ria that it said was seized by Iran's elite revolutionary guards for smuggling oil. The report said the vessel was intercepted Sunday in a section of the Strait of Hormuz south of Iran's Larak Island with 12 crew members on board. It said the tanker was involved in smuggling 1 million liters of fuel. The seizure comes after the Panamanian flag tanker MT Ria, which is based in the United Arab Emirates, disappeared from ship tracking maps in Iranian territorial waters on July 14th. The head of the World Food Program said Thursday that his agency is close to reaching agreement with Houthi rebels to end the suspension of food aid in areas of Yemen that the group controls. WFP Chief David Beasley had ordered a partial suspension of food distribution in the capital Sana'a, which is controlled by the rebels. He said that rebel forces were diverting and blocking aid and not allowing humanitarian agencies to operate independently. On Thursday, Beasley told the UN Security Council that negotiations with the group have been ongoing, and his team is nearing an agreement to end the suspensions.
But once this is resolved, we are ready to begin implementing this agreement immediately. We will have food back on the streets in Sana'a in a matter of just days.
A Saudi Arabian-led coalition began bombing Iranian-aligned Houthi rebels in support of Yemen's government in March of 2015. Since then, the UN estimates more than 10,000 people have been killed, mostly due to coalition airstrikes. A judge has denied bail for financier Jeffrey Epstein on sex trafficking charges, saying that he's a danger to the community that would result in the jet-setting defendant, if he was free, form the heart of the decision. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Financier Jeffrey Epstein will remain behind bars while he fights charges of sex trafficking involving the exploitation of dozens of underage girls in New York and Florida. Victim's attorney Sigrid McCauley said her clients were grateful for the judge's decision.
They have been living in fear and intimidation since the day they were abused by him, and now he is in jail.
Epstein's defense had argued that he should be allowed to await trial under house arrest in his Manhattan mansion. They said he was willing to pledge at least $559 million as collateral. U.S. District Judge Richard Berman said he agreed with prosecutors who argued that Epstein was a flight risk and said that the danger to the community was at the heart of his decision. I'm Jennifer King.
And Southwest Airlines says it's pushing back the date it expects to be able to fly grounded 737 MAX jets. Southwest had 34 of the planes when the fleet was grounded worldwide after two deadly crashes. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.